Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, which I am calling the Tenderhearted Guide to Making Big, Big Change. If you've ever had to make big change, you know that sometimes it comes upon you really slowly, like one song fading in while another one fades out, and sometimes it comes collapsing down on you like some sort of ancient tower crumbling in a windstorm. Whether it's a slow unfolding or a sudden event, big change means that there are big emotions at play, and big emotions often mean turmoil of some kind. And this is the Tenderhearted Guide to Making Big, Big Change. How do you deal with the turmoil of watching what you've loved or built or created or worked on or adored crumble, or even just change slowly and imperceptibly until one day you wake up and it no longer looks like what you started? How do you sort through the pieces for the good and interesting and worthwhile bits without scrapping absolutely everything, which is totally my inclination, to just burn it all, start from zero, and I do mean like literally zero? How do you stop yourself from saying all of it was a waste and then taking up your vice of choice, whether that's, you know, as simple as Twinkies or a bottle of champagne, or as complicated as some sort of drugs or alcohol or self-abuse or whatever it is? We all, in general, have a vice of some kind. And how do you keep yourself from reaching into that despairy place? Yes, despair is a word I just made up. It's despair with a Y at the end. First, and please know that this is a note to myself as much as to you, we grieve. This is the hardest and the most essential element of the death of any project, life choice, or season, the grieving. You will naturally want to run into the next thing. You'll naturally want to blink back the tears and push down the pain and ignore what feels like little tiny elves bashing at your eyeballs from the inside out, demanding that you cry in all the everyday places you normally frequent, like the pharmacy, the diner, the bank, the sidewalk, the car, the bathroom, the bed. The thing is, when a season ends, it's okay to cry. That sounds so obvious and trite and even a little bit condescending until it's actually happening to you, until you're actually looking back at the landscape of your life's choices and mourning all those pieces that no longer fit. Grieving hurts by definition. There's no avoiding it. The good news is, the less you fight it, the faster it passes. When you let yourself fall apart over breakfast and in the car and in your partner's arms and while eating bruschetta at the local Italian restaurant, I am not speaking from experience. I have no idea what gives you that idea. You're making space for the next thing. You're acknowledging the charred ruins of what you thought could last forever, and you're hunting the tiny, glowing embers that will carry you into the next phase of your existence. That's brutally painful because for every glowing ember, you'll find something you didn't think you could handle losing. In non-metaphorical, real-life, for Kristen terms, you can spend 7 years building a business one way, only to step away and stand still as you watch the whole thing crumple. You built an entire skyscraper from your heart, and what remains is so small, it clanks around in a carry-on-sized piece of luggage. That suitcase, full of the most tender and vulnerable bits, will serve you because it's best to travel lightly. When you've collected those pieces on a time frame that is probably way longer than you ever thought possible or convenient, it's time to focus on the next step, just the one. You're going to want to make a 23-pronged plan and scale your ambitions or nudges of intuition with graphs and charts and scales and no, don't. The one step in front of you is generally quite simple. I didn't say easy, just simple. You'll take more breaks. You'll ask for the sale more often. You'll cut back on the products you offer. You'll introduce a new service. You'll enroll in a class. Naturally, though, because your brain is an asshole, it's going to want to scale up and make something like cutting back on products equal creating 3 new products to celebrate the products that are going away and then add a giveaway and a sale and a hashtag and a social media plan and... it gets complicated. Try to resist the complicating and the scaling, focusing on the one simple thing you're meant to do next. People will step in with all sorts of ever more complicated advice, but it's your job to stick to the one thing, especially the thing that you know to be true. Finally, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You know how we all teach what we need to learn? Yeah, this is when I'm talking directly to myself, but you can listen. Patience is not only a virtue, but a necessity as you choose kindness over and over again. when you flog yourself for not seeing what is now so obvious, when you shake your head at all the signs that mean you should have done this long ago, when you consider firebombing your old self because she is so, so stupid, when you're crying for the fifth time in 3 hours about what appears to be nothing, or hiding from the world unshowered for the second day, you know, week in a row, or scrolling through screens instead of doing anything that truly feeds you, or berating yourself for the ways you just aren't enough. Choose kindness. Let your shoulders stop eating your ears and breathe into your heart and practice the difficult art of forgiving yourself. I know, right? It sounds so easy and it's so fucking hard. Forgiving yourself is one of the most powerful arts you can practice in everyday life, and it means you'll survive this latest change, whatever it is and however terrible it seems, with something like grace and aplomb. Seasons end, and what you thought was a sure thing turns out to be not the surest thing anymore, and this doesn't make you wrong. This is part of being human. You grow, you change, you shift, you respond accordingly. May you be brave enough to make the changes as they come, and may you know the relief and joy on the other side of watching your own work fall to the ground. And if you're like, I need big change, but it's scary, but yep, I still need it, I want you to come to steer your ship. It would be my honor to do the hard, necessary, and gorgeous work of stepping into the next version of you or letting your work take on its next iteration. I'd be happy to help you grow your business or switch businesses or dive deeply into your inner workings to figure out why patterns keep repeating or why you hide from the world more often than not or what keeps you from being as free, as kind, as brave, or as joyful as you'd like to be. Possibly all those things. All without drama and while being held in deep love for both who you are in this moment and the person you'd like to become. So you can join me. It's steeryourship.com and we start in October, but don't think that means you can wait until October to sign up. If you have any questions, brandcamponline@gmail.com, and wherever you are, whichever phase you're in, if there's something that's ending and you're grieving, I so hear you and I so see you and I so want you to know that you're not alone, you're human, and it's okay to go as slowly as you need to go in order to get through this. I will see you next week with big and exciting news and things and all sorts of stuff that's coming next, but for now, it's okay to just be in this and to feel the change coming and feel equal parts delight and dread. It's okay for that to be okay. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next time.